Summer always makes me rethink what I'm reaching for every day. Lighter fabrics, better materials, pieces that just feel good the moment you put them on and look effortless. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials, think breathable linen, soft organic cotton, washable silk, but without the luxury markup.
Okay guys, I need to rave about their denim. It's soft and so easy to wear. Specifically, I love the Bella Stretch wide leg jeans. I have two pairs, two different washes. They have so many different options. And you guys, these feel like sweatpants. They feel like sweatpants, but they're not. They're so comfortable. I could wear them on a flight, which I know is crazy to say. They're that good. And I love that everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And it's not just clothing. Quince has really become a destination for elevated essentials across home, kitchen, bedding, and beyond. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
I can't meet you, but I have somebody who can.
They give you this giant dildo.
The only things in life that are certain are death and taxes.
One of my gay friends was like, how do you not have like a man in every city?
We are going to tell a girl she needs to break up with her boyfriend or not.
I'm team breakup. It's like rain. Is your window open?
It's a street sweeper. Street sweeper. The windows are always a thing in this apartment, but we live in the greatest
city. So that's literally what you wake up to every morning.
On earth. I sleep with extreme white noise.
Okay.
So actually, I hear nothing.
Yeah.
Except for white noise.
Okay, that's good.
Which I actually cracked the code. If I put my white noise machine in the bathroom, it creates echoes. This amazing echo that quite literally drowns out everything.
That's kind of amazing.
I've cracked the code.
I got my Hatch.
See, I don't even use the Hatch anymore. I use the most standard like baby sound machine that has like two buttons on it.
I have a bone to pick with Colby's Hatch.
Why?
Colby's been gone a lot lately, and I at first didn't realize that she had a Hatch in the first place. And so her Hatch sounds like a haunted house. And so it's like literally like...
Wait, it's been playing.
Yes.
The alarm goes off.
Yes.
Oh my God, I didn't realize. Sorry.
And it like literally sounds like a haunted house, like in our apartment.
Oh, when she's gone?
Yes. And it goes off at like 5:30 a.m.
Sorry.
It literally goes off at 5:30 a.m. And so I'm like in my room and wake up at 5:30 a.m. and I'm like, what the fuck? And it literally sounds like a ghost in our apartment.
It gets the slow like morning chimes. So it like starts off quiet and
but
then
like,
it gets
ominous.
Louder. And it's like the sun is rising like to the sound.
If you want a visual of like what the sound looks like, it's like
a visual of what the sound looks like.
Does that
like.
Make sense?
Yeah, but that like, was like a poet, very beautiful sentence.
The Grim Reaper.
No, literally, I'm picturing like dark haunted house, like the one in Stranger Things, but like it's very dark
I'll play
outside.
It for you.
There's a full moon outside, and like there's all of a sudden all this smoke just like going around.
It's
the
actually
house.
Called Joyful Morning.
It doesn't sound like that.
The sound.
Maybe Let's it would see. Sound like that if I knew what it was, but because I had no context of what was going on and Colby's out of the house. Come on, just. Does that not sound like I'm about to die?
I think this is the sound that plays. Yes, when the Grim Reaper comes through the door with his scythe. And
it's nice to wake up to in the morning. It's like a sound bath.
Not for me. Not for me. I literally was like tiptoeing down my hallway being like, oh my God, what is going on in
I'm
the
very
apartment?
Sorry. Yeah, because it does get increasingly louder. I usually wake up before the sound even starts because I feel like the light wakes me up. And then the second that I hear any noise, I like tap the button to like snooze it at least if I don't immediately get up when I'm home. But I didn't know that was happening. I'm sorry. That's really annoying. You could have unplugged it.
I didn't know how. Wait, it has a plug?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I went in there and I kept trying to push things on it. And I was like, I'm just going to break it. So I can't do this. So I quit. And I was like, I'm just going to let
you
this thing
should
go.
Have texted me and told me that was happening.
Just roommate things.
From an app.
I wanted to just exist in my 5:30 a.m. terror, thinking that my time had come.
Well, I'm glad that you've aired your grievances this morning.
I didn't even thought about it until somebody just said the word hatch. And I was like, God damn, Colby's hatch.
We often talk about the hatch. I love my hatch, though. On this podcast.
I really do.
Have you guys gotten your wisdom teeth removed?
Yes.
Wow. Segue.
Hard pivot, but I'm just like feeling it in the back of my mouth. I think I texted Colby yesterday and I was like, I am pretty positive that my wisdom tooth is coming in.
Well, honestly, when I got my wisdom teeth out in high school, my mom said that I should get them out during a time when I don't have finals coming up, like in the dead of winter when you're like not stressed. And then my tooth ended up like getting infected and I had to get them emergency removed. But they flare up during times of high stress.
Oh, interesting.
Like that's when people typically would have wisdom teeth flare ups, is like during finals season. Huh. And then need to get them removed. So that makes sense that you're experiencing pain right now.
I got mine out in high school,
All four?
All four. Mine were impacted. Oh. They were like growing sideways because obviously.
Okay, so I will say I've never had an issue with them until I went to the dentist last week. And then now all of a sudden it hurts. The one in my back tooth.
Well,
back
your gum is probably like inflamed around it.
Did I already tell you guys about my dentist experience?
You told me, I think. Like, I don't know if you said it offline, but you were talking about how much blood there was.
Guys, it was the red wedding.
Like, trigger warning.
There's never been so, I've never seen so much blood. And she told me ahead of time because I basically hadn't been to the dentist. I told her it had been like 7 months since Colby and I moved to this new apartment because my dentist is downtown in Fidei, my old one.
How long was it actually?
Seven months? I literally think like almost 2 years.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Which is crazy for me because I used to go four times a year. Like even in the early years of the city, I was going four times a year.
You used to brag about how many times you went to the dentist.
I was obsessed with the dentist. Well, I mean, I hated the dentist, but I was obsessed with my teeth. And then I just fell off the schedule. I think it's when I started traveling a lot for work and then I kept like missing appointments. And so it was just like hard for me to keep up.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give. And it was the dentist. And so anyways, I finally was like, okay, like I need to go to the dentist. Like I care too much about my teeth to have this be a problem. Go to the dentist last week, finally, like a new girl who's by Colby in his apartment. And she looks at my mouth and she's like, okay, we can't even do a cleaning today. Like she basically was like, I'm going to have to surgical.
She's carving your teeth out. No,
she literally was like, I'm going to have to drill your mouth, basically. Yeah. Because you know there's like, and also I have two permanent retainers on the top and bottom of my teeth. So it's like very hard for me to floss. And so when I get there, I told her, I was like, oh, by the way, like my permanent retainers are very close to my gum. So it's hard for me to floss. And she does like a whole evaluation of my mouth, looks at it. And she's like, I'm just going to tell you, it shouldn't be hard for you to floss. They're not that close to your gum. And I was like, all right, this is
you already, have to this get the threader. Off
not good.
The judgment.
I remember that.
No, I think you go. Yeah, the threader. You're right.
Yeah.
But I don't. Oh, guys, I just hate flossing like that.
I'm
but
really I need sorry. To, yeah, I just use flossers.
Because I never want to deal with what I experienced at this place. It was literally an hour. I was sobbing.
You know what floss is really great? It's called cocoa floss. Have you heard of this?
Mm-mm. It tastes like chocolate.
So, no. It is flavored. I have a strawberry one.
Okay.
But what I found is, because I also, I feel like if someone says they enjoy flossing, we're just never going to get along. Like, I just...
Who enjoys flossing?
I don't know. But I assume there's someone out there that enjoys to floss. But I'd say most of us don't enjoy flossing. However, this floss is so easy to hold on to. Like, is that crazy to say? You know how, like, floss, like, when you're using, like, a regular one, you, like, wrap it around your fingers whenever you're trying to get in there?
I literally tried yesterday. And I couldn't do it.
Slides, it, like, slides around. It gets all, like, gross. Cocoa floss is, like, it's, like, grippy. So it really grips onto your fingers to like hold it, and it also grips in your teeth and gets, it's just so efficient.
Yeah.
It's cut my floss time in half. Not an ad. I bought this with my own.
Do not regularly floss.
Hard-earned money. Yeah, I try to
cocoa
do.
Cocoa floss.
I try to do once a week. Is that crazy?
I hadn't done it in two years.
I floss when I notice something in my teeth.
Yeah.
I tried to do it yesterday because I was like, okay, I need to keep up with the flossing. I literally actually have to go back to the dentist in 3 weeks. She was like, we couldn't even do the cleaning today because I spent so much time carving your teeth. So I have to go back the first week of June.
I hate that feeling when you know that you're due and your teeth feel like gritty after a few hours after you brush them. And it feels like you need to brush them again.
She gave me like a referral to an oral surgeon. It was basically
for the wisdom teeth.
Well, I honestly feel like I also stopped going to the dentist because they kept telling me that I might need to get my wisdom teeth out, and I was like, I don't want to do that. So
you're like, I don't want this negativity. I'm not gonna.
I didn't want her.
I'm not gonna sit there this negativity.
Until they really hurt and feel like I need to get them removed immediately.
Everything was fine until I went to the dentist last week, and now it hurts.
They told me I had an overbite on one side of my mouth, and I'm like, how rude of you to say that to me.
Dentist, how I feel like it's like rude. A shaming ritual.
It is shaming. I know it, like, oral health is important, but like, why does it feel like a roast? Like, you're being roasted every time you go.
Guys, I've never seen so much blood.
Does anyone go and get like a clean bill of health and is like told like, well done? Has anyone ever been told well done at the dentist?
No.
I feel like no.
Actually, I'm pretty sure what my dentist specifically said last week is she was like, it's honestly a shock that you have beautiful teeth. The fact that you haven't flossed in 2 years.
Oh.
And don't have cavities. Because, like, you know, cavities are kind of genetic.
Like, yeah, like, you either get them or you don't.
Yeah, and, like, I've never had a cavity before.
But, I get
like,
them.
She look. You do get them?
Mm-hmm.
What do they feel like?
Pain.
Oh.
Pain. Like,
it's horrible.
Whenever I've had cavities, it's like your tooth is super sensitive. And I obviously have such a sweet tooth that, like, if you eat sugar, sometimes if you bite into it, it's like a zinging.
It's like a stinging feeling. Like,
and it hurts so bad.
And when you, like, intake air, like, breathe in it, like, sharp.
It feels like a zinger.
Yeah.
Sharp pain.
Oh, interesting. That's kind of what it feels like after you, have you ever gotten your teeth professionally whitened?
No. Yeah, it's kind of, I haven't done that, but it's kind of similar because it's like nerves.
Yeah. If you get your teeth professionally whitened, basically some of your teeth can have, like, zingers. So, like, it feels like a gust of like really cold like Arctic air,
like eating is just hitting ice cream
basically. Yeah,
well, like I'm kind of insane because I bite ice cream like with my teeth.
How do you even do that?
Like with my front teeth, like I'll just go
you
in.
Just like the sensation.
I just don't like I don't think my teeth are very sensitive, like I don't have a problem. I just go in there.
You just get after it.
Just a little something about me.
One thing about me is I bite ice cream.
I bite ice cream. Like, I don't know if that's weird. I feel like people are like,
oh. Well, I guess I think I bite ice cream too. Like, how else do you eat ice cream? Well, I guess you
normally lick it.
You lick it.
Oh, I'm not licking ice cream.
You're not licking ice cream. That's more weird.
Think about a bowl of ice cream. What? You're like, you're just licking the spoon?
No. I'm more saying like
this. You don't like bite it with your teeth though. You if like you're put eating, your lips over it kind of.
If you're eating like a soft serve.
I'm trying to think of how I eat it.
I don't think you eat soft serves. Maybe this is like...
I love soft serves.
I eat frozen yogurt. They're kind of the same thing.
Yeah, like something on a cone. Think of something on a cone.
Okay.
Are you licking it or you're just like, how are you eating it?
I think I'm just eating it. Like I'm not licking
it. Okay, that's not helpful.
I'm certainly not licking it.
Yeah, I'm biting it.
Okay, then so, I must be biting it. If I'm not licking
so you're
it,
a biter
then I have
as
to be,
well.
Yeah, I must be a biter. If just, I'm not licking it, I must be a biter.
Just two biters. Do you bite a popsicle?
I'm trying to think of, I don't think I eat popsicles, so I don't have an answer for you on that.
You don't eat popsicles.
I mean, the closest thing to a popsicle is like those Greek yogurt bars that I'll eat from the Yasso bars. That's kind of like a popsicle.
I'm sorry. Where were we as a society before Yasso was invented? My whole freezer is filled with Yasso.
I love them.
They're the best. The salted caramel one, I'm obsessed.
I love all of their ice cream bars.
I like the black raspberry ones and the mint chip ones.
I love the mint chip as well.
They're so good.
Yeah. Anyway, we're just giving so many unpaid ads for companies. In other news, do the intro and then I have a tale.
Welcome back to another. I literally forgot the intro for a second. I was like, wait, what is our intro? Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie Colby and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
So I think my apartment is haunted.
Oh my God. Sorry.
Colby? See, the apartment did that.
Yep, I believe it.
The apartment summoned Colby's phone to be volume on. I believe our apartment is haunted, and I believe they are forcing us out. I believe, like, whoever lived here before...
Didn't you just resign your lease?
Yes, we just resigned our lease, but things have been going wrong left and right. Left and right.
Left, right, and center.
I wake up the other morning, and it sounds like it's raining.
This is literally yesterday.
2 days ago.
Oh, I thought it was yesterday.
2 days. It feels like just yesterday. Wake up. Sounds like it's raining. Walk through our door to get out into the living area. The sound gets louder. It's like the... Have you seen the trend on TikTok? It's like the...
It's like my hatch.
And the saxophones get louder.
Yeah. It's literally like my hatch.
I walk out. There's fully like rain, aka sewer water looking like yellow water coming from the ceiling in our second bathroom.
It's like actually so foul.
From the vent. And then also, this was fun, spewing out of the outlet, like the outlet where you plug in like a hairdryer, water, no, like yellow water spewing out. Spewing.
It's so foul.
Luckily, Jack was home. And I was like, this
is... It seems like a Katie activity, though, to fix it.
See, I don't do, like, I don't do that. I do toilets. That's my domain. I don't do ceilings and whatever the hell was going on upstairs.
I think I would have to leave.
Yeah, like, I swear.
I think I would, too. If Colby and I's bathroom was exploding yellow water, I think... Nobody in that apartment would be equipped to handle that.
We would be down the street. You'd be like, the door is unlocked and open.
You'd have all of your belongings. You'd be sticking your thumb out on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. No, luckily our landlord is very
responsive.
Responsive, that's the word. Sent people right away. It was fixed. There's now, like, our ceiling is patched up, as you can see. They, like, fixed it from the inside out, okay, which is good. So, like, the pipe that burst. But I swear there is a spirit trying us something. I don't know, because this keeps happening. Because we had another leak in our bedroom. We're the only tenants in the building that have had an issue.
But maybe it's because you're, like, I guess the middle person has people above.
My boyfriend. I don't know. My boyfriend's doing weird things up there that's impacting your apartment.
I don't think he was home, actually.
You want to know the letter that I found on my desk? What kind of desk? That's a whole other story. From Colby yesterday.
Colby wrote you a letter?
No. Colby delivered me a letter from our mailbox that I didn't want, that she should have just thrown away.
It wasn't even in the mailbox. I was like, oh, sorry. I have to leave this here. It was in the staircase. I was like, we can't let anybody else be seeing that.
It was literally a letter from the IRS.
I was scared. I didn't tell you. I was like, I don't know what to do with that.
Are you being audited?
I thought I was going to be audited. I was like, oh my fuck. Like, I'm going to be audited. This is going to suck. And I opened the letter. And my bank didn't withdraw the funds for the taxes that I owed this year. And I owed like a massive sum of money for the taxes, like more than I've ever owned.
They're refunding you?
No. They literally... Quite the opposite. The original number that I thought I owed was already huge. They tacked on a couple $1,000s in fines.
Like,
For one, it not, like, the money not being removed from my bank to pay the balance on time. So that was, like, one. It was, like, an overdraft fee or something like that. Like, maybe, like, my bank account didn't have enough money to pay for the funds at that time. Because I remember when I submitted it, I was like, oh, fuck, there's not enough money in that account that it's pulling from. And so I moved money.
But you maybe didn't do it in time.
But I did it, like, immediately, and it said that it would withdraw the money within, like, 3 or 4 days.
Oh, then that feels fine. And so I was like, that's kind of
weird. Well, apparently not fine, because the money apparently didn't get withdrawn.
No, apparently fine.
Apparently. Fine. Fine. Good one. Good one.
A double meaning.
No, literally, I opened this letter yesterday, and I was like, guys.
It is kind of crazy that the word fine, like, the negative fine, there's a negative fine and a positive fine.
That is interesting. Like, are there other words that are like that?
But then it's also, let's tack on a fine.
Fine. Well, English language is weird.
Okay, so like, letter from the IRS. Who put it on the staircase? I was like,
mailman, because our other mail was there too. But I feel as though I'm probably going to get a letter from the IRS as well. But I paid somebody to do my taxes, and they submitted them on time and said that my return was accepted, like, called me, walked me through everything. I signed the electronic paperwork. This was happening while I was in the will call line to pick up my shuttle pass at Coachella. Like, I literally,
of course,
it was before April 15th, but I still haven't seeing the transactions.
The only things in life that are certain are death and taxes.
Yeah.
I never really understood that when we were learning it back in high school.
Death and taxes.
I think that's from, what is that from? Like, Death of a Salesman?
I don't know.
Did you have to read that book?
Probably.
My mom just texted me out of the blue the other day and said, did you have to read Lord of the Flies in high school?
I sure did.
And I didn't. I don't think I did.
That was my summer reading. Actually, one year.
We did.
We did?
In elementary school, at least, but we didn't go to the same elementary school.
Elementary school?
I think so.
Can we... Oh, I guess you can read in elementary school.
You can definitely read.
I think I had to read that going into like 7th or 8th grade.
What's our next topic? My disaster of a travel schedule?
Yeah. It's quite stressful.
I sent it to Colby yesterday and I literally was typing it out and I was like, what the heck is my life? Let her go to Mexico tomorrow.
Which is Maya. Fun party.
Which that'll be fun.
Fun party celebration.
Yay.
Yay.
Celebrate good times. Come on. I need to get a spray tan today. That's on my agenda.
Ooh.
Where
are you going to go?
Sugar Bronze. Probably.
Sugared and Bronze.
That's the only one I know, honestly. Are there other options for me?
I want to have the person with the tent come to my house next week.
Ooh, should we do a party?
Yeah.
A tanning party and all do it? Well, you'll be gone, I guess.
Wait, I need to get a spray tan next week, too, because I go to Mallorca.
Wait, we should do a tanning party. I have to get a spray tan when I'm in England, and they have a different interpretation of spray tans over there, so I'm a bit nervous.
Wait, so why don't you get it here ahead of England?
Say it again.
Why don't you get it here ahead of England?
Because it'll be gone by then.
The whole, like, the reason for the tan is for the Bordeaux wedding that I'm going to.
Right.
And I'm going to be in England for, like, a solid 6 days before that, and I want it to be fresh, you know? Like, I need, like, fresh tan.
You might not need a spray tan, though, if you're going to be in Mexico.
Well, I'm going to get a spray tan for Mexico, and then I need to, like...
You'll evaluate.
Will that spray tan last me through Mallorca?
No, but you'll get sun in Mexico.
So, okay, yeah. So, but actually,
like, will you get enough sun, though? Like, will you...
See...
Do you tan easily?
I do, but I've become a little bit less of a tanner because I'm very scared about wrinkles.
Skin cancer. Yeah. Well, and skin cancer. Yeah.
So now I'm, like, obsessed with wrinkles. Oh. Can't be getting them. So now I'm scared of tanning.
Well, the damage is done, to be honest. So...
You're like, girl, you're 30 years old, almost.
Tan it up.
When we were kids,
use sunscreen.
Like when we were kids, if you told me I would care so much about like my tanning schedule.
Oh yeah.
Like I would be like, my what? Like
I did. As a child. I used Jergens Natural Glow all the time. Like that was my body lotion.
I like know the smell of that.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
I would still use that, honestly. Maybe I should buy it.
My weeks really do revolve around tanning though, because it affects like every element of my life.
I keep mentally telling myself I'm going to self-tan and then don't, and then regret not self-tanning.
Well, you should use this new stuff that I got. It's Loving Tan 2-Hour Express. Have you heard of this?
From you, I have.
I've been doing like for years, just like marinating all night long.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Other things. And just it impacts my quality of sleep. Like I feel like I don't sleep well because I feel sticky. Meanwhile, they have this 2-hour express. They now have a 10-minute one.
Oh.
Which is crazy. I don't know if that, like, I feel like all the girlies are talking about it on Instagram, like, posting about it, saying it's great. And I do trust Clara. Whenever Clara says something's good, I do trust her. But, like.
That girl just knows how to do things. She's just one of those people.
She does. Some people just, like, they, like, learn from their mistakes. So, like, they learn and, like. What's it like to evolve and like always know the right thing to do? Like whenever anything happens, like Clara just knows what to do.
Her apartment is stunning. Like,
but the 2-hour express is really good too. You literally leave it on for 2 hours.
Okay.
You wash it off and then it develops over 24, but like it develops a lot, like in like the first 2 hours that you have it on.
Mm.
And then the rest of it, like it fully bakes after a day.
I use an express tanner too. My one thing is that I still feel like I smell even after I wash it off.
I don't feel I do.
With the Loving Tan.
But also perhaps I do, and I just don't know.
No, I think it's just like any time that you have fake tanner on, there's like a little bit of a smell to it.
Am I crazy to say I like the smell of fake tanner? Is that like insane of me to say?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. Yeah. I think because I associate it with being beautiful.
And I'm so aware of the smell.
Oh, like around other people.
Yeah. Or I just am like, I smell like fake tanner.
Wait, so if I get a spray tan tonight and then I sleep in it tomorrow, will I smell like it on my flight tomorrow?
If you don't wash it off.
Wait, you sleep in it tomorrow?
Well, so my flight is tomorrow morning to Mexico.
So sleep in it tonight.
Yeah. So I want to get it tonight and then sleep in it tonight.
Then you wash it off in the morning.
Yeah, right? That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So then you'll be good before your flight because we have discussed how... Like, I have had spray tanner on a flight, but only when I like sit next to Jack and I feel like I'm like, okay, if anyone's smelling me, it's him.
Yeah.
But also, whatever. You're never going to see these people ever again. Right. But I got this very exciting thing for our flight to England.
Okay.
I got this device. Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high-quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at Ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at Ruggable.com. That's Ruggable.com and use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out.
What if the safest place to hide is also the most dangerous? From best-selling author Shane Rose comes Behind Closed Doors, a dark, suspenseful, ultra-spicy romance. It's definitely on my TBR. So excited to read this book. When a young woman's life is suddenly put at risk, she's taken in by a brooding billionaire single dad and offered a job that she can't refuse, live-in nanny. But his home isn't just luxurious, it's inside an ultra-wealthy, gated enclave where everything looks perfect. And nothing actually is.
He's protective, possessive, completely off limits, and the closer she gets to him, the more she realizes his world is way more dangerous than she ever imagined. It's no surprise Shane Rose has become a full-on book talk obsession.
If you're craving a dark, addictive, can't-look-away romance that'll take over your weekend, Behind Closed Doors is your next read. You can find Behind Closed Doors by Shane Rose wherever books are sold in print and in ebook.
Check it out! If you were to look around my apartment, you would see a lot of things hung on the walls, and every single one was hung by a TaskRabbit. When your to-do list keeps growing, TaskRabbit is ready to help. Just pick a trusted tasker and they'll show up and get it done. And taskers are often available to help the very same day.
TaskRabbit connects you with skilled taskers in your area for moving, furniture assembly, home repairs, yard work, mounting, and more. Emphasis on mounting with this crew.
Mm-hmm.
You can search for a tasker based on cost, skill set, availability, and past client reviews so you know exactly who's showing up and can have confidence that they know what they're doing. Because taskers have assembled 3.4 million pieces of furniture, completed 700,000 home repairs, handled 1.5 million moves and counting, TaskRabbit is the best service for your tasking needs.
I love TaskRabbit.
When life happens, your to-do list grows. Get ahead of it now and get $15 off your first task at TaskRabbit.com or on the TaskRabbit app using the promo code MATCHMADE. Taskers book up fast, especially for same-day tasks. So book trusted home help today. That's $15 off your first task using promo code MATCHMADE with the TaskRabbit app or at TaskRabbit.com.
Check it out.
That, because we're doing the red eye.
Yeah.
So I decided to take matters into my own hands. I got this thing, this eye mask that straps to the headrest.
Oh.
Have you heard of this?
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
Okay, so.
What's it like, keeps you upright?
It straps you to your head to the seat. So you're not doing that awkward thing where you start to like.
You nod.
Nod. Yeah. Or you nod either to left or to the right and you have a crick in your neck when you get there. And it also comes with a swaddle. So you literally swaddle yourself like a baby in it. And it's like you feel like a, you know how like bats sleep upside down with their arms like this? It's like you're doing that, but you're not upside down.
Oh.
And your head is strapped to the seat. So I got Jack and I matching ones. So we're going to be those two people.
The third person in your row is in for a treat.
Just two bats hanging out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'll let you know.
I think I may need to get one of those.
Yeah, I'll let you know if it works. And then they were like, honestly, they were like $39 on Amazon, so they better freaking work.
Okay, wait, I think I need one. My flight to Mallorca next, or I guess I'm flying to Barcelona first, next Thursday. I'm like, my flights were so exorbitantly expensive, and I'm like the most basic economy you can possibly be, and it's, of course, a red eye. And
yeah,
this is the first time I've traveled for leisure and not for work. And usually for work, if I have to fly like that, then I usually get like a lay flat. So like I'm used to like the finer things recently. And so I'm very scared about the fact that I'm going to be
bougie now.
No, now I'm like such.
It's okay. I was pretentious. In the middle seat in the back of the plane next to the bathroom on the way back from Coachella Red Eye, and I still went to the office that day
and
survived. So you'll be okay.
But this sounds like it might be a solution to the problem that I'm worried about.
Yeah, I will let you know. I also feel, so I was going to also get this inflatable footrest that you put under and you, because like obviously when you're on a long haul flight, all you want to do is just like put your legs up, you know? Like yeah. If you don't have the seat that does it, you just like want to put your knees up. You want to like put your legs up. So I heard that you can get this like inflatable footrest that like inflates. Like you blow it up.
Dead.
You blow it up and you put it under your feet.
This flight is literally 5 hours. That's a bit.
Well, actually,
Katie's literally building camp in her 2-inch by 2-inch seat.
I'm like, it's gonna take me the same amount of time to get to the Bahamas next week.
I know. Well, I'll let you guys know how it goes. Yeah. I saw a girl post about how she wears Pilates socks.
Yeah,
the sticky, the ones with socks. The little grips on the bottom, yeah. And so she can like sit like this with her knees up in her seat, and her feet won't slide around; they stick to the seat.
That's smart.
So I've seen all sorts of hacks. I will be getting a great night's sleep on this flight if it's the last thing I do.
I mean, with everything you just described, I would be concerned if you didn't get a good night's sleep.
I'm going to have to sleep on my flight next weekend, too.
Are there other single men at this wedding for you?
To be honest, I don't really know. I've been...
Wait, there have to be. Oh, my God. Wait, I forgot whose wedding this was. Like, I feel like she has so many cute guys that you like.
There's so many people that are going, but to be honest, I haven't gotten visibility into like the guest list of who's confirmed.
How about your travels? Are there any eligible men?
Somebody was saying this recently to me. They were like, I was at a party on Saturday, and one of my gay friends was like, how do you not have like a man in every city? Like, you're going to all these cities so frequently.
Facts.
And I was like, when I get there, I don't have time. But actually, I do now that I've been perusing Raya. I feel like if I like, I have this guy in London that I really want to go on a date with, that I'm obsessed with. He's so cute. I think I showed him to both of you. And I'm literally in love with him. However, now all of a sudden, I'm not going to London as much. Like, I haven't been to London since, I don't even remember the last time I went to London, January, maybe? Feb? So, like, how am I going to meet my man that I met on Raya, you know?
That's, you could just go for fun.
I could.
Oh, but that is, like, a lot for a man you haven't met yet.
Yeah, that's like
actually would not advise.
Yeah, maybe not the best one. Like, I literally at this rate am like trying to get out of work trips. Where like I think I was supposed to go to London and Paris and Frankfurt in April, and that would have been like great opportunity. And I was like, I need to get out of this trip, and then got out of it. So I didn't get to meet my man. But yeah, I need to find.
There's always next time.
There's always next time.
There will be a next time, or you can send Jack's mom.
Perfect. And
she can go vet him.
Yes.
Because she asks a lot of questions.
Good.
So she could really.
Okay, good.
She'll go on the date.
No, she will be very thorough. Don't you worry.
I am sure he'll love that.
Don't you?
Hey, I can't meet you, but I have somebody who can.
he and I were talking like a pretty decent amount. And then I think he realized that I had like no immediate plans to go back to London. And then we kind of just like fell off. But then we followed each other on Instagram, and he added me to his close friends.
That's the issue with Raya.
No, I know.
It's just like, okay.
And then I have like my global NPCs. Like the one guy in Dubai wants to like fly me to Dubai. But unfortunately, you know, I can't be flying over that airspace right now.
Okay. So like, are you on Raya proactively for these trips you're going on?
Well, the hard part about Raya is
because you're going on trips for leisure also.
I know. But like Raya is just like showing you people everywhere. You know?
Okay. You can't like cherry pick like
this. Well, I guess technically I could go into my matches, because obviously like over the years I've matched with like XYZ people.
Can you search in your matches for like Mallorca? like people in Mallorca?
For sure. I think so. But like, who lives in Mallorca? Like, probably nobody.
People live there, I guess, right?
I feel like I'd be more likely to find somebody in like Barcelona, Madrid, like some of the major. Because I feel like Raya is so concentrated on the major cities.
Are you going to the club in Barcelona?
The club? I literally, yeah. So basically with my schedule.
Opium?
Are you going to go? You have to go to Boda B.
Which one's that? The Cage?
No. Oh. It's a sandwich place. So
no,
good.
No. It's a sandwich place.
I
Opium
told,
is insane. That's where I spent Thanksgiving a few years ago.
Whoa. what a way to give thanks.
Yes, it was. I actually was with one of the kids' parents the other day, and his mom was like, oh my God, remember a few years ago when you guys were in Barcelona and we got a selfie and we were having Thanksgiving dinner and you got, I was like, we were in a club and it was like 4 a.m. and we were sending you selfies while you were having Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah, I do remember.
Wait, was it all like 20-year-olds / underage people? Isn't that the vibe of opium?
Yeah, it's like abroad people.
Well, technically, yeah, you're not underage because...
But school's out now, so...
School's out for the summer. My memory of Barcelona, because I haven't been since I was in college, and I went for like, basically in college, I think I've talked about this before, my biggest regret is not studying abroad because I had FOMO of missing out on like stuff at UMD. However, a lot of my friends studied abroad in Barcelona, Milan, Florence. I think that might be it. And so I did like a 9-day trip over spring break to go visit all of them in the different cities. And so I spent some time in Barcelona and we did like the whole opium thing. And it was like obviously the most fun ever. But I haven't been to Barcelona since that time. And so this is me running it back. And so me, my friend, and her boyfriend are doing Barcelona for next Thursday night. They're going to be there for a few days before.
One night special.
Because then we fly to Mallorca on the Friday morning.
Yeah.
So on Thursday night, me and her boyfriend were like, we need to go to the clubs. And she's like, do we need to go to the clubs? Like, we're going to have such a big weekend in Mallorca. And I was like, we're in Barcelona for one night. We need to go to the clubs.
Or at least just like for a bit.
So the ones that I was, when I went to Barcelona, I feel like when it was in like whenever junior or senior year, there was this one specific bar in Barcelona that I remember where they basically like give you a dildo. Like there's a giant, do you know what I'm talking about? Have you been?
Nope.
You haven't been to the dildo bar?
Can't say I have.
They give you this giant dildo that has like a syringe in it.
Oh my God.
With alcohol. And they basically like pump the syringe into your mouth. Like this giant dildo. And so there's a video of me like...
Of course there
is. Yeah, of course there is. Because why would there not be?
Porn.
Inhaling alcohol from this dildo. And so I think we need to go to this bar, obviously, again in Barcelona. I'm ready to live like my best college life in Barcelona again.
I'm so excited for you.
Okay. We need to do advice segment.
Yeah. We have not done advice segment in a minute. And our email inbox is... Our cuppeth is overflowing. Okay.
Our cuppeth is fulleth.
I have one... We are going to tell a girl she needs to break up with her boyfriend or not. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Dialed in.
Hi, Katie. If you're asking, the answer is probably yes.
Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Please say hi back because I will simply pass away if you don't.
Hi back.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm writing in because I'm really confused about my current relationship. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years, and while it's been an amazing relationship in a lot of ways, the last few months have been really hard. I recently came back from my first girls trip to Europe, and ever since then, I haven't felt the same romantic spark. I think I love him, but I also feel frustrated, confused, and like I might be outgrowing the relationship. I need to know if this is something I should work through or if my feelings are telling me it's time to move on. A little more context. We recently took a break, but it only lasted about a week because I felt sad and guilty. Since getting back together, I still feel unsure instead of relieved. I work full time and make most of the money while he's still figuring out his career and says he wants to get a better job. Today, it kind of clicked that sometimes I feel like he is my trophy wife because I feel like I'm carrying the relationship financially and emotionally. I want to feel pursued, supported, and swept off my feet, but lately I feel like I'm the one holding everything together. He does make me happy in a lot of ways, which is why this is so hard. I don't know if I'm being unrealistic, scared, or if I'm ignoring the truth because we've been together for so long. What do you think I should do? How do you know the difference between a normal rough patch and a relationship that you've outgrown? Love you.
How long did she say they've been together?
Almost 2 years.
How old are they?
She did not say.
I don't know.
Let's operate on thinking like in her 20s. I don't know.
If it were me, like, I guess it depends on, like, what you're optimizing for. Like, she needs to decide, like, which factors is she optimizing for.
And I knew you were going to use the word optimizing.
It's my favorite word. You need to decide what you're optimizing for. Assuming you can't have it all. What I optimize for in this situation, like, I wouldn't want to be the breadwinner. I'd be like, I have a career, making money, like, doing my thing, whatever, and I don't want to feel like I'm supporting somebody else. Like, I want somebody to be, like, either my equal or more than me. Financially and yeah. Like career aspect, and that would bother me. So like if I were her, I'd break up with him. However, like if there are ways that he's making her happy in other ways, then maybe that's enough to offset.
Are you saying if the sex is good?
Like perhaps she's saying that he's making her happy in other ways, so you know, depends on what she's optimizing for.
I'm stuck on the fact that she said that she started to have these feelings after she went on a girls' trip and came back and didn't feel like the same spark. And I think not missing somebody when you're away from them is very telling.
Abso-frickin-lutely.
So that's all I'll say.
I mean, for me, optimizing or not, all signs are pointing to break up with him.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you can very much so love somebody as a person and think that they're great, but maybe they're great for someone else.
Or maybe he's great, but just not for right now. Like, maybe you need to have some single girly time living the vibes of the girls' trip in Europe a little bit more. I just feel like what really sticks for me is that she said since getting back together after they took a break, she feels unsure instead of relieved. I feel like sometimes, like, I don't want to generalize, like, I feel like for a while I was like, if someone has to take a break in their relationship, like, they're not meant to be like mm-hmm. that. You shouldn't need a break from your relationship. However, I've like heard stories recently and like heard things that have changed my mind on that. I don't think it's like a one size fits all. However, if you took a break and you get back together and you feel like the same way you felt before the break, I feel as though it needs to be.
And she said they got back together because she felt guilty.
Yeah.
It wasn't because she missed being with him.
I feel like in this situation,
there's a level of comfort.
But I can imagine how you might feel like you don't want to break this off if it's not the right thing to do, because then you'd like have regrets in your life.
Of course.
But I think the biggest regret you should be considering right now is like the fun single time that you could be having right now. And you could find someone who makes you happy and also makes you feel secure and makes you feel like you're not being he isn't a trophy wife. If that's like not what you want, clearly it sounds like that's not what you want. I feel like you're right now, like you don't need to be tethered to this person just to like, I think about it like musical chairs, like just to have your ass in a seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when you're doing musical chairs, you're like, I want to find a chair. I want to find a seat. I want to sit down. But like, this isn't musical chairs. Like, you don't need to be in this seat if you don't want to be.
Yeah. Also, like, she doesn't want to like have these thoughts 6 years from now.
This just feels like a force. This feels like an absolute force, and the right relationship should not feel like a force. And you should be on this girl's trip having the time of your life, not concerned about your relationship back home. But towards the end of the trip, you should be excited to go see your person.
Correct.
And it does not sound like you were.
No, I'm team breakup.
I'm team breakup as well.
Love that. Okay.
Break up with your boyfriend and let us know.
Isn't that a song? How it goes.
Break up with your boyfriend and break up with your girlfriend. I'm
break
bored.
Up with your girlfriend because I'm bored.
I'm is excited. That it? There's new Ariana Grande on the horizon as well.
When does that album come out?
I'm not sure. I think soon. Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have another?
Kobe, do you have to go?
We can do one more. You said it was quick.
This is a quickie one. Okay. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Let me just say, I love the podcast, and it's been my favorite to listen to every week. I'm 25 years old, and I'm pretty new to dating, as I was previously in a long-term relationship. I would like to get your dating advice / opinion on an after-date etiquette. Should I text him first or just leave it alone and wait to see if he reaches out? Here's the situation. I matched with a guy on Hinge, and we ended up going on a date. It was a little awkward at times, but I honestly enjoyed it overall. After the date, I texted him saying thanks and that I had a good time, and he said he enjoyed it too. So she texted first after the date. A few days later, he hadn't restarted the conversation, so I texted first because I liked him and thought maybe he was just shy or unsure if I was interested. We talked for a few days and the energy felt pretty mutual, but then the conversation naturally died out after his last message. I feel like I should wait for him to start a conversation to see if he actually wants me, since I restarted the last one. I did feel the conversation was energetically matched, but I don't want to chase after a guy. What is your opinion on texting first again in those types of situations versus just letting it go, since if guys are interested, they will show it more? Thanks. Love from Brussels.
I wouldn't text first again.
No.
I think maybe if it's going to bother her, like, I mean, personally, I also wouldn't text first again.
You've texted first twice now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm speaking to the listener.
So I wouldn't text the third time.
Yeah.
I would just chalk it up as it's done.
Yeah.
He might text.
Yeah.
But he might not.
It's like you've already put in the effort that shows effort, you know?
Yeah. Or you have showed your feelings and your intentions, your thoughts. And it sounds like he's, if you want the cold hard truth here, it sounds like he's just being polite, which is like annoying. Like I wish he would, if he wasn't in like interested, just come out and say it. Like, because also boys are weird. Like who the heck knows what this guy's thinking really? But like he's had opportunities to show you that he is interested and he hasn't. And so like, okay, done and dusted, on to the next, in my opinion.
Totally agree.
But it is like frustrating. She's like, she said she's new to dating because she's
rough out here, girl.
Yeah. This is how it is. You're
ready. It's only the beginning.
Let's drop in. Yeah. No, like if the conversation dies out, it's then his job to like, it should feel like a dance. Like you're taking turns, like starting a conversation.
Honestly, like I'm kind of in this exact same scenario with the guy that I went on the 8-hour date with. But really? I decided to just, well, I mean, it's kind of like a rinse and repeat of the first date that we went on. But basically, remember after the first date we went on, there was like this 8-hour date, obviously went really well. And then afterwards we were texting back and forth and then it kind of just like faded. And then I was like, okay, I just don't think he's interested in me. And then he like came back in like a month and a half, 2 months later and was like, let's get a drink. And then obviously we had the great date. Colby came, like whatever, it was this whole thing. And now the exact same situation is happening again where it's like,
you haven't heard anything.
It's like we were texting and then there was kind of a fade off. And then like, I felt like I was putting a little bit more effort in than he was. And now I'm just like, okay, like I'm just not gonna like keep putting in effort, you know, like kind of same thing with this girl. Like you should just stop and maybe he'll circle back, you know?
Yeah. I would just stop, go on the dating apps or whatever the heck, find another date. If you want to fill your time with dating and, or just like
fill up your cup, girl,
do you
fill up your cup with something else to take your focus, but also don't take it personally because that's just how dating goes.
Yep.
Like sometimes you just don't hear from the person ever again. And it's just, that's just how the cookie crumbles.
And then there will be somebody who may never hear from you again. And
true. And then there will be someone who you meet, talk to, and never stop talking to.
Yeah.
And then they're your husband. And then amen.
Okay. Yep. My mother just sent me an incredibly offensive photo and I need to go listen to Hairspray to wipe it from my memory. It was moving me out of college from my junior year of college.
And with that, it's been fun.
We're going to go listen to Hairspray.
I literally go, I am a chipmunk. And she goes, adorable.
Wait, you like look super cute there.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. Anyway.
Love ya. See ya. Bye.
Put that on the Instagram.
Wait, why do you kind of look like Julia?